Module 8, Conflict Resolution. While conflict is bound to happen in any office, managers are still responsible for creating a work environment that allows its employees to work comfortably together without fear or hostility. Cliques, disagreements, and plain arguments can develop, which can affect the entire office. As a manager, it is your responsibility to identify these conflicts and make sure they are resolved as soon as possible. The importance of forgiveness. Conflict causes stress and emotional pain. Once a conflict has been resolved, it is important to forgive all parties involved. Those who do not forgive can be caught in a circle of anger and resentment, affecting not only their work performance, but others as well. Forgiveness allows a person to let go of the blame and pain and feel the weight come off of their shoulders. Forgiveness benefits, enables one to feel more empathy toward the other party, provides the parties to repair any damage to their relationship, allows employees to feel less like a victim and more of an active role in the resolution. Neutralizing emotions. When a manager attempts to ignore or push aside emotions in a conflict, it can not only make the original conflict worse, and it makes the manager part of the conflict as well. The negative emotions are soon pointed at the manager and can create more problems than intended. In any case, before a conflict can begin to be resolved, the manager must first neutralize the emotions. Once this is done, the problem can be looked at objectively and settled more calmly. Tips on handling emotions. Remind the employees of their positive attributes, which draws attention away from the negative emotions. Offer solutions you can personally provide, such as a change in assignments or a one-on-one meeting. Above all, acknowledge the party's feelings. Some employees just want to be heard. The benefits of a resolution. Resolving a conflict can make any work environment feel powerful. Employees feel as though they can go on about their day rather than feel the stress of conflict and arguments. Although conflict can never be eliminated from an office, employees and managers can learn how to manage conflict and keep these frustrating instances to a minimum. Common benefits of resolving conflicts: requires the employees to take ownership in their own actions, allows people to listen to each other and consider different points of view, enables employees to play a part in their own resolution rather than being done completely by management. The agreement frame. The agreement frame is used to explain the employee's viewpoint during a conflict in a firm way, without offending the other party and without demeaning their own position. The agreement frame is meant to encourage open discussion and conversation between all parties involved. Employees should start the conversation with, "I agree," and "I appreciate," and "I respect," and "I believe," and or even "I think," and these phrases allow the employee to acknowledge how the other party is feeling, but also lets them interject with their own opinions as well. When used correctly, the agreement frame can be a great tool for resolving any conflict. Remember, allow both parties to speak and encourage using the previous key phrases. Make employees focus on what they want in the solution. Using words such as but, although, however, nonetheless, etc. are negative adverbs and can distract from the final solution. Avoid using them while employees are speaking. Case study. Justin is speaking with two employees, Robert and Susan, who have been arguing in the office for several days. He is unsure what the conflict is about, but he is determined to end it before it affects other employees. Justin pulls them into his office and speaks with them about the problem. He discovers that they are arguing over the current workload, and they are blaming each other for their slack. He allows each person to talk and express how they feel, and then reminded them that they are great assets to the office. Once Justin has neutralized the emotions, Robert and Susan were able to talk about the problem calmly and found a way to divide the workload evenly. Now that they were able to resolve the conflict, they were able to work better together and with their other coworkers.